Ooh, okay. Man, yesterday's show was harder than I thought it was going to be. It was a little more.
That's why I just let you do all the talking.
Did I talk a lot yesterday? I'm sorry.
That's because I couldn't.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Just let you handle it.
Well, we're back, and we're here to play your songs. So that'll be less. My jaw is hurting from smiling so much.
Oh, boy.
So anyway, yeah, we're here to play your songs, and that will be less emotionally hard on us.
Well, it came full circle. So I get up, and I'm stretching, and I walk in to check on Helen, and she's in her room playing Barbies, and she's got her blinds all the way up.
Yes.
And the curtains are pulled back, and outside her window is in full spring bloom. The tree outside our window.
Is it a pear tree? Some kind of pear tree.
It's a type of pear tree, yeah.
Bradford.
Like a Bradford pear.
It's beautiful
white. And it's these beautiful white blooms. I mean, it's
gorgeous.
Beautiful. And I walk in there and she goes, Mama, look at the tree. I have the best view in the whole house. I love that I get this room. And I just stood there and thought, that is absolutely beautiful. And look, she appreciates how beautiful it is.
And the sunset was setting behind the tree.
Yeah, and the sun, it was just neat.
So our daughter appreciates things.
She does.
I'm glad she got that from us.
Yes.
So let's start this show.
Yes. Puppet me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know. I never get interrupted at all.
Loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you.
Okay, we're starting to... This show is not about us.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, okay. Other people.
Other people. Other people.
Oh, told ya. There's
people.
Nobody else in the world. We have this way.
Okay, so the first list we're going to play is from Jen and Dave Avila.
Right.
From the jenanddaveshow.com.
Okay.
And these are their songs. Anybody recognize this one? I don't know that I know. I guess
I don't know it yet.
It's called The One by Elton John.
So you're dancing up the ocean.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Running fast along the sand. A spirit born of earth and water. Fire flying from your head. In the instant.
Is that a jet plane?
I think so. It's the wall of sound.
Oh. It's a beautiful song.
Yes, it is.
Reality runs out. Okay, I'm very interested in this next one.
Yes, I want to know why they picked that. Was Jen running through the ocean? Were there birds flying overhead?
Don't know.
I want to know.
Did I get...
Did they get any stories? They send any stories with it?
I don't see any. Oh, no, they didn't, because this was sent to me on Twitter. So
okay.
There was no stories involved.
Okay, but well, they can call in and tell us.
True. I was very interested in this one. Very interested to hear what this one sounds like. Because of who it is.
She's 15, and he's barely driving a car. Got his ring, and he's got the keys to her heart. It's just a matter of time they'll spread their wings and fly like two sparrows in a hurricane.
Who is this?
Tanya Tucker.
Oh my goodness. with a head full of. It's a pretty song.
It is pretty. Faith that can
move anything. I don't think I've ever heard it.
No, I haven't ever heard it. They've heard it's all up here. I think it was written about Jen and Dave.
I think so. For them.
Wow. That's a good song. Very cool.
What's this? I need stories.
Well, they were both young.
Oh, my.
Well, how perfect is that?
I love it. That is perfect. When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, go out. I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I heave up, if I heave up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be. I'm gonna be the man who's puking next to you.
So romantic. I know. Walk 500 miles
an hour. Walk 500. Helen loves the song.
Oh, she does.
She loves the song.
But she had to do the bit in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I go the...
And then it makes her laugh.
Yeah, she loves that part. Okay, so great song. Thanks for sharing, Jen and Dave.
Thank you, Jen and Dave.
That's the Jen and Dave. Our song.
We need stories. Call in.
Well, it would take us a year to get to their calls. I mean, it's not going to be relevant. At the...
I don't care. I want their stories.
Okay, let's do Sam's.
Sam and Jennifer.
Sam and Jennifer. Sam, Eat, and Jennifer.
Sammy, according to the whole family.
Yeah, everybody else calls
him Sammy. But he calls him Sammer.
His did come with a story. Let's
and
get
their little bromance. It's Sammer.
Let's get the songs going first. What am I doing here?
Sam never, ever listens to a show. He listens to the show where I pick on them about having a bromance. Never listens, ever.
Yeah.
The one time he listens, I talk about him.
That's the way it goes.
Yep.
That's what he gets. I'm sure he's listening to this one, though.
I would think, yeah. Since he submitted. And you're going to tell him.
And I'll tell him that we played
it. And he's going to listen. Yeah, and Jennifer will listen.
It's going to take just a second here. It's coming up.
I miss Jennifer. We need to get together.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. All right, let's see. Now, the first song here is Dan Fogelberg. And it's called Longer.
Now, Jennifer was young.
Yes.
And he was older.
But this is when they proposed, when he proposed.
Oh, okay.
He played this song outside her window.
Oh, my goodness.
On the acoustic guitar.
Sam, you're killing me.
And then proposed after the song. So, of course, they played it at the wedding. This is their song. It's called Longer.
Oh. Longer than there have been fishes in the ocean. Higher than any bird ever flew. You're so sweet. I can't stand it. There have been stars up in the heavens. I have been in love with you. Oh.
I'm wrong. I'm going to puke here, too. Any mountain could be. And this sort of fits Sam because, just like the last songs fit Jennifer, mm-hmm. This song really fits Sam and Jennifer, but especially Sam because I know him better, is because they really love Montana and they love to go. So their favorite thing to do is go camping in the big country.
Yes.
And so they very like John Denver songs and, you know.
It fits. Yeah. Fits. I can see him playing it. A young version of Sam. Falls and summers
with love on our way. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Oh my.
All right, let's see. This one is called Moon River by Morrissey, which does not fit him at all. But I mean, Morrissey doesn't fit him. Wider than a mile. But the story is that I'll be crossing you in style someday. He said this is supposed to be the instrumental version, but it's not.
Oh. That would have been prettier.
Anyway, he danced with Jennifer under a gazebo at Six Flags during a heavy rainstorm to this song.
Oh.
In 1986 or 87, he said. You're going, I'm going your way. So I guess it's not the Morrissey version. It was just Moon River.
It was just Moon River. I'm sure my mom and dad danced to this too in 1950.
Now the third one, of course, fits him. I mean, he can't make a list of songs ever without putting Boston.
Oh, Boston has to be in the list. So, it's a requirement, isn't it?
Yeah. You're lucky they're not all Boston songs. So this, he says, it came out when we first started dating. We played it about a gazillion times when they're riding around. Not so much a sentimental thing, but it was just the song they always listened to.
They
when
just
they were dating.
Listened to it. It's a great song.
This was Boston's only number one hit ever, number one single, which kind of is weird because of all the great songs
they're great.
I don't particularly care for this song because I was married to Miranda, and so
I get that.
Yeah. And when this came out, I changed the words.
I always
sang the song as Miranda.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
no, I don't like it anymore.
I don't listen to it anymore.
Thanks.
Well, now it has a different meaning now. I can listen to it.
Well, that's true.
See, now I can listen to it and think of Sam instead of my ex.
Yes, that's good. It'll change.
All right, great list, Sammer. Especially like the Longer by Dan Fogelberg.
Yes, that's good.
All right, so let's move on to... Oh, you know what? Let's play my brothers. That's a good idea.
Carrie and Jen.
Okay, we can take the star off that. I've played that. And we will do... What? No. Oh, yeah, this is it.
Are there any stories with theirs? Just songs? Do you have stories?
No.
No. Oh. Carrie can call in. He can tell us a story.
He can tell us a story.
Mm-hmm. Or he can tell you, and then you can tell the story.
But he did send it with a YouTube. I'll include the link to this one. It's actually, he created a video of him and Jen to this song.
Oh, okay.
With pictures.
Uh-huh.
And it's on YouTube. It's
okay.
It's Chris Rice, Life Means So Much.
And this is more recent because they've only been married a couple years.
Yeah, and these are just pictures from their first year of dating, I guess, or the first year of marriage. I'm not sure which. This is year one, so
must be marriage.
Funny picture.
Chester.
It's Chester.
I love that picture.
Every day is a journal page. Every man holds a quill and ink. There's plenty of room for writing in all we do and believe and think. So will you compose for today? Fill the page with rhyming characters.
Oh, look at how little he looks. His ears are so short. Oh, it's Helen.
All right, well, y'all go check out the video.
The pictures mean much more to us.
Yeah. If you want to. You can see Carrie dressed up like a girl.
Yes.
He was dressed up like, what's his name? Lulu?
It was pajama.
Yeah, it was Dr. Seuss, Grinch That Stole Christmas, the little girl.
Not Zuzu Petals.
No. that was from...
What was her name?
That was from... It's a Wonderful Life, Zuzu.
Oh.
Anyway.
Okay, anyway, but that's who it was just
little,
like.
Little something.
Yeah, whatever name.
From who?
Little Cindy.
Cindy Lou Who. There you go.
There we go.
You can see a picture of my brother dressed up like Cindy Lou Who. Thank you so much for remembering that, Faith.
You're welcome.
All right, so back to the list. Let's see who's next.
No, we didn't finish Carrie's. Did he just send one?
Yeah, he just sent one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, because he had a video.
Come on.
You can't beat that.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Here's a good list. Well, let's see. Get clear this out and play all. Okay.
Who are we listening to?
This is from Brad Nash. Due South theme from Jay Simcoe. And these are not he and his wife. This is a special list between him and Travis. This is their songs. If you don't know, they're the Thin Ice.
Oh, that's funny.
Thin Ice Podcast. Northern sky will carry you away. At mylifeministries.org/thin ice. You wish that you could stay. Directions on this map, but you're only going on. These are their love songs for their bromance. Cool. This is called Jay Simcoe. S-E-M-K-O. Never heard of him. But it's a good song. I like that.
Yeah.
And the next one I have heard, the next one is, y'all might probably recognize, it's called The Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson. One of the greatest guitar solo riff thingies of all time. I can see Brad and Travis holding hands on the beach right now.
Yep. Running.
Remember this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the whole album. It was good.
Uh-huh.
All right. And the next one is Vanessa May. I don't know this. Beach Street Prelude. No, Bach Street Prelude.
What are, they're like the they're like what were the, what were their names?
Brad and Travis?
No, not Bill and Ted, the other ones. The Queen.
Oh, yeah, Garth and
yeah, it's like they're sitting in the gremlin going. Jamming out to the violin.
What's the name of that movie?
I would tell you if I knew it. All I can think of is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. No, that's not it.
It wasn't them.
People are screaming it at us right now.
Wayne?
Wayne.
Garth and Wayne?
No.
Wayne Garth?
Wayne. Oh. Wayne Event.
The Adventures of Wayne and Garth?
No.
Excellent.
Oh. Rock on.
Anyway, there, so there you have it.
I see a little. I don't know the words, so I just make them up. Do the bend and go up.
Yes.
I don't know the name of the movie.
It was Wayne and Garth. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but that's not the name of the movie.
Oh, you're probably right about that. let's see. So that's that one. Got that one. Okay, let's go back to the list. We have the Emperor of Kansas.
Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting.
I think this is our last one. Make sure. Got that one. Got that one. Got that one. Yep. This is my last one that I have currently okay. So far. It's coming up. It's thinking about it. It's still thinking about it. I have too many open. That's the problem. Okay, here we go. This is the Emperor of Kansas, Uncle Louis Haverland, and his wife Christina.
And Christina's list.
Down in the valley, valley so low.
And he did send a note. He said, "The Flame and I only have three songs. The song I used to and still occasionally sing for her is this one, Down in the Valley, by Peter Seeger.
Hear the wind blow, love. Hear the wind blow. Hang your head over. Hear the wind blow."
Wow. I bet that's sweet.
I bet it is very sweet.
Sunshine.
And then the next one is the song that she sings to him. Unchained Melody.
Yes,
by the Righteous
Brothers.
I've hungered for your touch along lonely time. In time.
Sweet. And then the song that they played at their wedding.
Oh, okay.
Michael Bolton, mm-hmm. When a Man Loves a Woman. I actually hate this song.
We had a big argument over this movie when the movie came out, When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yes.
Remember, we had a huge argument. You're like, that's not a good movie at all.
It wasn't. I lived that movie.
You did. That's just sad. If she is
bad, he can't see it. And
it chips.
Okay. This is not about me.
No.
This is about Uncle Lewis and Christina, and I'm glad that they have this song and that they love it. I will not ruin it for them. I will not ruin it for them.
No, you won't.
I will not ruin it. I'm going to keep saying it till it's true. Okay. And there you have it. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
That's right.
And so.
Is that on the list?
That's all I got. So, and that's their 3. So please send in your songs and include the stories, because it's so much better with the little story. Just a couple of sentences. It doesn't. You heard what they sent in.
I mean, I don't think you can top serenading your girlfriend and posing with an acoustic guitar.
Just what the song
the
means to you. Yeah,
I'm thinking he's put the bar way up.
Who,
there,
Sam? Oh. Nah, this is what Christine and them, they sing this.
Well, they sing
to
that
each
to
other.
Each other. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Now, does your dad singing, hey, good looking, is that romantic?
What you got cooking?
is that romantic?
He serenaded my mom all the time with 2 songs. That song, and the other one was, I found my thrill. As he'd walk into the kitchen and... Anyway.
Oh, brother.
On Blueberry Hill. So I grew up with those 2 songs in my head.
Along with, you get better looking every day.
Well, that was not a
That's
song.
That's not a song, but he says it all the time.
And that was to himself, not my mom. But that was great. I mean, you knew my dad was in a good mood when he was singing one of those songs. Or saying, oh, you handsome devil, don't you ever die. You knew he was in a good mood. It was going to be a good night.
Yeah, so. Oh, boy.
Those are very happy memories for me. All right, well, there you have it. There's everybody's songs and lists and stuffs. And so you can find all of these lists except my brother's by going to grooveshark.com mm-hmm. and putting in my name, Brad McFadden, all one word, no spaces or dots or anything like that, and finding me and then looking at my playlist. And I have everybody's playlist saved there. My brother's you can find by going to the show notes of this show and then clicking on the link to YouTube. There you have it.
Thank you. It's been fun.
It has been a blast, and keep sending them in, and we will keep playing them. We will also continue to do our $10 dates show. So we're gonna do. We've got some ideas.
We can do one tomorrow night because Helen's gonna stay at Meemaw's, so we can have a $10 date tomorrow.
Ooh, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. We just gave him an idea, $10 date.
That's true.
Downloading music.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, we did that.
You don't even need. You don't even need to get dressed to do that.
Come on.
I mean, what, how can you get any better than that?
There you go. So so I look forward to hearing more of your guys. You guys is you. I'm more hearing your songs. You know, if you're going to have a podcast, it helps if you can talk.
It does.
So think about that before you start one.
Does that help?
Yeah. And so we'll just, we'll say adieu. And we'll say vios.
Vios
con Dios.
To the sea, to the open arms of the sea, yeah. Lonely riverside, wait for me, I'll be coming. coming.
Oh, you can send your list to brad.mcfadden@gmail.com. Sorry, I forgot to tell you that.